This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Attention. 71 days, 14 hours, 18 minutes, and 33 seconds after British sailor Ellen MacArthur began a round-the-world journey, she crossed the finish line yesterday off the coast of France.
MacArthur sailed straight into the record books, the fastest solo circumnavigation of the globe. Triumphant and extremely tired, MacArthur smashed the previous record by 32 hours. She held a news conference today in Falmouth, England.
It's been an unbelievable voyage for all of us. And in you and the crowd who've been following us every step of the way. So it's so fantastic to be here now at the finish of this trip, having been around the world, having got home, and above all, being able to share it.
Since November 28th, MacArthur has been alone on the high seas in her 75-foot trimaran called the B&Q. The Englishwoman endured burns, bruises, and vicious storms that threatened to tear her boat apart.
She had to climb a 98-foot mast to repair the mainsail twice. Each day brought a new challenge: a broken generator, boredom, hunger, lack of sleep, salt sores, and icebergs the size of tanker ships.
At one point, after a series of brutal storms, MacArthur hit a wall of calm. With no wind to fill her sails, she worried that her dream of breaking the record was slipping away.
We had a five-day lead just as we arrived at Cape Horn, and that entire five-day lead disappeared because the weather we had in the South Atlantic could not have been worse. We had no wind, we had high-pressure systems, we had big cloudy weather fronts with no wind in them, big mountainous seas, again with no wind, so you can't make the boat sail. And it was so, so difficult with the boat, just trying to keep her going and trying to look after her and not break things in those conditions. And that really did push me absolutely to my limit, because things were not easy. And just when we seemed to get through one hurdle, 12 hours later there was another, and it was monotonous for 2 weeks. And to have that and see the lead slip away was pretty tough.
The wind eventually did pick up, setting MacArthur's trimaran back on track. She finished the 27,000-mile voyage hours earlier than expected, boosted by a 16-knot tailwind and surrounded by a huge flotilla.
Thanks! Time to get the boat home!
For now, MacArthur plans to rest. Her doctors say she takes better care of her boat than her body when she's racing. After setting the round-the-world solo sailing record, Ellen MacArthur is already talking about her next goal, the transatlantic solo record.